A Recent Cycling Trip, Part 2. Today's essay is the second essay about my recent cycling trip to the Shibata area. When I arrived at the cycling and walking path that was built on the old JR Akatani line, it was lunchtime. I found a bench to sit on and ate the rice balls that I made for lunch. While I was eating, I thought about the old railway line that ran from Shibata City to Akatani Village. The Akatani line was opened in 1922, and it ran for over 60 years before it stopped running in 1984. A long time ago, there were coal mines near Akatani, and the train was used to take coal out of the mountains. The train was also the best way for people nearby to travel. I am glad that Shibata City decided to make the old line a place for people to enjoy cycling and walking. After I finished eating, I rode towards Uchinokura Lake. There are photos of the lake on the internet, and the view looks beautiful. However, when I reached the entrance to the lake, the gate was closed. I was disappointed, but I was also a little glad. The road to the lake looked steep, and I was already quite tired. I stayed for a few minutes to enjoy the view of the nearby mountains. Then I rode my bike to Shibata. I was hungry again, and I decided to go to one of my favorite coffee shops for something to eat. I also wanted to talk to the owner, because he speaks English quite well. He was surprised but happy to see me, and he told me about studying English phonics. Phonics is about the sounds used to speak a language. My friend said that learning the rules of English pronunciation was a good way for him to improve his speaking and reading ability. We talked for a while about old friends, and after I finished my pizza toast, I left Shibata to return to Niigata City.